back to school week.
Yay! Back to school!
In the most entertaining educational way that we know, that certainly can be broadcasted over the airwaves to you. It is that time to play. Here we go. That the kids know and love. As always, Will the Flow brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local, shop Gibson's. I bet you can find this item at Gibson's. Certainly find it on most everybody's back-to-school supply list. Going in today, Elmer's glue. Yeah, that's right. Just like Mom used to make. And it's all to get you to Gretchen Wilson in concert, that redneck woman right there. I bet... You know, something tells me, I bet Gretchen Wilson's probably eaten paste before. Yeah. I mean, you know.
She's brave.
That's all right. You're fine, yeah. But yes, the bottle of Elmer's glue. And this is, some people were asking, is this paste or is this glue? This is, okay, there's no brush involved. It has a little orange cap at the top that, you know, screws a little bit. And then it just comes out the top. And then the weird kid in the class eats it.
Or baby brother just grabs his sister's hair and pours the entire bottle on the back of it.
That's a good idea.
It's an option too, yeah.
I never had siblings, but it sounds like something you've dealt with in life.
A lot of conditioner can help that.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Helpful tips left and right.
You're welcome.
But not whether it's edible, which it is. It's non-toxic, according to the bottle. Not whether it's good for your hair or not. It's whether it floats or not is the question. Let's get those contestants on the line. He is Hank Fan number 9 out of Cowtown. It is Christopher. Welcome to Will It Float, Christopher.
Hey.
There he is. And Hank Fan number 10 going up against Christopher. Out of the four to Weatherford Zone, Mike. Hello, Mike. Welcome to Will It Float.
Good to be here.
All right, gentlemen. Before we get a little closer to the verdict and your prediction for what the Elmer's glue will do. Christopher or Mike, did either one of you, were you the kids that ever ate glue in class?
No. Can't say I did.
Can't say I did. But we all had that kid in class that did, didn't we? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's got to have done it.
That's probably
a little tasty.
It probably went into politics. I always wondered about that. Either which way. All right, Christopher, you got first dibs. Hank Fan number 9, what do you think the Elmer's glue will do? Will it float? Will it sink?
It's going to float.
Whoa! We got a float.
Off the charts.
All right. So, Mike, you are going in a 50-50 game with you. Hope it does what?
Sink.
Most of the opinions going in on this were sink. And you think they'll do? It'll
I
do
think
what?
It's going to sink.
All right, Heather Lee says sink. I'm going to go with Christopher. I'm going to change mine and go with float. All right, you and me, Chris, we're the only ones doing this.
Come on.
If we're wrong, we have to eat it. No, we don't. All right, to the tank of transparency we go as we broadcast live also and simulcast on our Hank Facebook page. See what you can hear on our Hank Facebook Live. All right. Of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do to determine a victor vector between Christopher and Mike. The Elmer's glow goes down in 3, 2, 1, and down it goes. Is it hitting the water? It's in the water. It's going down to the bottom. It is very milk-like. It is down at the bottom. There's a little bit that's coming up to the top, but no, we have a definitive, I would say, absolutely, 100%, in fact, peer-reviewed result. What, are you okay?
What did you put in there last week? It's horrible.
Okay, well, that's a different game I'm playing. Will it continue to grow inside the tank? And the answer is yes. But when it comes to the glue, how did it do? Congratulations, Mike out of Weatherford. The glue is a sinker. There it is.
Bye-bye.
Mike, you're going to Billy Bob's this weekend with a pair of passes to Gretchen Wilson in concert with Hank FM. That just went straight down and it stuck right there. Christopher, I think she used up all the glue.
I'm sorry.
We went save some for you.
No snackies.
Yeah, you'll have to find something else for lunch today. But Mike, you're going to Gretchen Wilson. The glue is not a floater. And there you go. Parents, report back to your kids after you pick them up today.
Yay! Back to
glue sinks.